Welcome to Core Nourishment. I'm Annie Wagner, your host. This podcast is designed to empower, inspire, ignite presence, purpose, and intention in your day.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Core Nourishment podcast. This is Annie Wagner, your host. And thank you so much for continuing to be here, for all of your support, for sharing the pod with your friends and family, and for subscribing. If you haven't already done so, if you wouldn't mind just taking a quick second and heading on over to Apple Podcasts and offering a rating and a review, it would mean the world to me. And if you are interested in being a guest, please reach out. I would love to hear from you. You can find me at anniewagner.com or on Instagram at Core Nourishment. So for today, episode 65, I was so thrilled to land in presence with Jen Mons and to hold space for her to share her brilliant energy, heart, and deep wisdom on the show. Not only is she an author, speaker, international retreat facilitator, and mentor for female wellness leaders and coaches all around the world, Jen is also one of the most real, nurturing, and vibrant humans I've had the pleasure to cross paths with over the last year. In this episode, she opens up about her journey from being a former military academy graduate, engineer, and corporate executive, and going through a near-death experience with the birth of her first daughter 18 years ago, to very quickly in that experience, deciding to take a different path of integrative health, holistic wellness, functional medicine, and detoxification. However, in 2014, Jen went through another health scare that woke her up to the realization that although she had drastically changed her lifestyle, she hadn't changed her behavior. She says, "I was still overgiving and overdoing." And that is when she dove much deeper into breath work, yoga, energy healing, and her spiritual work, and learned how to truly embody her practices. Her daily life became the meditation. In our conversation, we also talk about love and connection, the practice of receiving, body wisdom, being curious about our why, and slowing down. Near the end of the episode, Jen shares about her two books, her Body and Soul Wisdom podcast, check it out, and the wonderful ways in which you can work with her. Enjoy soaking up her incredible energy, authenticity, and inspiration. And if you are interested in reaching out to Jen directly and learning more about her, you can find her at www.jenmons.com. Enjoy. Awesome. We're live. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jen. It's so great to finally, like, I know we chatted, but to see your face and to really connect with you here in this space.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell me right in this moment, like, what's lighting you up? What's nourishing your soul?
I love this question because it could have been different a month ago. It could have been different yesterday. But really in this moment, what's coming through for me is the thing that's nourishing me the most in this moment is just love and connection. And right now it really feels like it's coming a lot from my husband, which I'm super grateful for. We're going to come up on 21 years. But as you know, I've been navigating a lot of, you know, family changes. We kind of chatted about that just before, and it just feels really good to have that solid, you know, just person in my life that's there through it all. But it's, you know, nourishment is, I just love the word nourishment because to me, it's really about receiving. And so even when you're eating healthy food or you're working out, like whatever it is that you're doing, it's being present in that moment and open and trusting enough to actually fully receive the experience. And so for me, what is nourishing me and lighting me up in the moment is just love and connection. Maybe also because we just had a holiday weekend, but yeah. That's what's happening for me right now. Yeah.
Love that. That's so beautiful. And I love that you talk about the word receiving, Jen, because I know for me, like that has been a challenging aspect of, you know, I love giving, like pouring love out to others, but the practice of receiving love, like in, as you said, in relationship and also from from what we're really like feeding ourselves with is takes practice, I think. So I appreciate that you bring light to that.
Well, I think that this is could be such a good conversation, even just around receiving, because on my own podcast, I've talked about like if we talk about food, like the state that your body's in, if you're in fight or flight and you're under stress, like your body doesn't actually fully receive nutrients and assimilate them properly because you're in a state of stress. And it, the same is happens in life and in relationships. Like if you feel really guarded or you're not trusting or you're really stressed out, whether it's your kids or your partner, your spouse, your parents, whoever it is, when we're in a relaxed state and we're in that space of trust. And I talk a lot about this when I talk about prosperity. You can see the prosperity tree behind me. Prosperity is really about trust and receiving. And one of the things that I've learned, Annie, over the years, I've coached women for 15 years, is particularly high performing women or women who like to give, women who are love to live life to the fullest in like all the ways. We're so good at the doing and the giving and in a way we do receive in that, but it's also sometimes a distraction from the actual just settling in to emptiness, like empty space, to where we actually open to fully receive. And I feel like there's so much sweetness in those really small, tender moments in life. Like even just, I don't know why I'm thinking about food so much, probably just because we had a holiday yesterday, but when I'm food is a love language, and anybody who loves nutrition, just know like the difference between like when you eat something and you actually feel the texture and the flavors in your mouth and it's good for you. Like it's a totally different experience than like going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A in your car or something, which isn't something that probably either one of us do, but people do that. It's a totally different experience when you can sit at the table with your family and or on a date or whatever it is and just be present and receive. And the same thing is in relationships. And the same thing is in our creative downloads when we're business owners. And the same with our relationship with money as business owners too, or even, you know, executives or entrepreneurs. Everything is in relation. And what I have learned over the years is that a lot of women, and obviously I am a recovering version of this, but we're so good at doing all the things and making the things happen and all for in the name of like living a very full life, that sometimes we're missing sweet little moments because we're not slowing down enough to actually just receive and allow things to happen in our life.
Mm. I can definitely relate to all of that, Jen. That's huge. I'm imagining, like I'm picturing, not that I've met your family, but you've described your family and the energy. And I'm imagining all of you like yesterday, just sitting around and really slowing down and savoring the taste of the food as well as like receiving, I think the energy of, as you brought light to, like the people we're with, you know, we're also like receiving nutrients, I like to say, like essential energy for our bodies and souls from people we're with too. And in those experiences. So yeah, it's like all of our senses get to burst alive when we slow down and notice. So yeah, thank you for elaborating on that. So in terms of you and your own practice, because you just said I used to be that version of kind of the doer and really good at like it sounds like high performance and offering so much. What helped you to slow down and start to shift in your own way of life? What's one of the practices?
One of the practices. So yeah, when you first asked the question, I was like, wow, that's a really loaded question.
Yes.
Because I don't know how much you know about my history, but I'm a former military academy graduate, an engineer, a corporate exec. I mean, really used to living and surviving in very high performing environments. And in my personal life, what happened is 18 years ago, because my oldest daughter just turned 18, I had a near-death experience with a the birth of my first daughter, I had pregnancy-induced liver failure. So in that moment, I mean, a full out-of-body experience, everything just changed. You really, in one of those moments, it's like you get to choose. Are you going to keep living the way you're living, or are you not going to keep living the way you're living? And you never know who you're going to be in that moment until it happens. And clearly, I was in that moment for a couple of, you know, I don't even know how long. I was in the hospital for about a month, but everything in my life changed. And I began to recover my own health and the health of my daughter, who was born 7 weeks early. I completely transitioned to integrative health, holistic wellness, functional medicine, detoxification. And it's been a lifelong 15-year journey since then that has continually evolved in understanding the different layers of well-being. So 15 years ago, I was all in thinking food healed everything, because it did. And in our lives, we changed the way that we ate, we changed everything. And then I had a second health crisis. And the second health crisis was in 2014. So my point in sharing this is that even though I changed the work that I did in the world from executive engineer to holistic health coach, I didn't change my behavior. And so I was still just overgiving and overdoing, but it was in the name of health. So it was, and then I had this second health crisis, and then I changed everything again. I homeschooled my kids. We traveled, became a yoga teacher, a breathwork facilitator. I started to understand more energy work and peeling layers of like subconscious programming, and went really deep into, you know, a spiritual path about 10 years ago. So my journey in health has been very layered. It's been very multidimensional. And so my journey to daily practices has also been that way. Your question was, what have been your daily practices? And so that has also evolved in a way that 10 years ago, I was meditating 20 minutes a day. And what happened over the years is my daily life became more of the meditation. And so what that means is that I started noticing that with that practice, now I think that we, and everybody just has a different journey, and nobody's journey is the way. it's really about tuning into your body and connecting with yourself and just being like realistic about what your needs are in that moment. And that all starts when we begin to slow down and we create that space for stillness to receive, again, receive those downloads, that connection to God, so that we can actually listen to our body. So my practices have changed. I've always loved journaling. I've published 2 journals. I've journaled for 25 years. So meditation for me was sitting in silence for 20 minutes at some point in time. At one point in time, it was just walking my dog on the beach every morning. At one point in time, it was walking out to see the sunrise. There's been a lot of journaling throughout the years. It's been whatever I've needed at that time in life. And so what I've noticed on my journey as I've gotten older is that I'm in a place of just really allowing it to be more integrated into who I am versus something that I do. So rather than saying, like I used to schedule on my calendar, you know, I'd schedule like journal or meditate, or,
right. Yeah.
And now like, I don't have to do that because I just know when I need to do it, I will do it. And then I don't make myself wrong if it doesn't happen anymore. But I did go through that period of time to create the intention where I was committed enough to where it became who I am. And so I like to talk a lot about embodiment, because it's like eating healthy. When you don't have to think about it anymore. It's just who you are. Like you probably perimeter shop the grocery store, and maybe once in a while you go down the aisles or whatever, but you already know not to buy things with ingredients you can't pronounce. It's ingrained in who you are. And so my daily practices have evolved from things that I do to really the daily practice that I have right now is listening to where I am in that moment and what I need that day, and just giving myself permission. It's been really interesting because I just noticed that the former disciplined version of myself. If you can imagine somebody who was in the military, like then I was just transferring that over to meditation and health. It's like, it's just a different energy. So that's probably not the answer you were looking for, but I hope to give women permission to just know that your daily practice, there is no right or wrong. It can be whatever you want it to be. It's really about just being present in the moment. And so every day now is really more about being responding versus reacting and just being present to the people in my life, to the meal that I'm eating, to the conversation that I'm having, to what I'm writing on my journal, in my journal, to the discovery call that I'm on, to the audience that I'm speaking to. I do a lot less planning and a lot more trusting and presence in the moment. But that has come with many, many, many years of intention. And I don't know what it will look like in a year.
which is so beautiful and authentic, Jen. And for you to share that the process is powerful and empowering. You know, I think I can definitely relate to someone who, you know, shifted to like all these wellness practices and then, but with a lot of rigidity and like discipline, you know, and then you're right. It's like, is that the energy in which we truly want to embody? And it's challenging. I think our culture and our society, it feels very overwhelming. And there's a lot that's like, we're depending on if you're someone who is on social media or not, but, you know, you scroll through Instagram and there's a lot of, you're like, this is the way, you know, and very black and white. And, you know, and so I'm curious in your sharing, what would you recommend or suggest to like to women out there who are craving to feel like you are sharing that you feel and live now in this more embodied way of life, less planning and more trusting? What's one way they can start to build greater trust in themselves in that way of life?
First of all, ask yourself why. Why do you want that? Because if you don't know why you want it, if it's for somebody else, or if it's because you want to be perceived as somebody who is doing it, or I don't know, whatever, it has to be so deep within you that there's nothing standing in the way, and it has to be for you. It's, I think when I started, I know that when I started, and I think a lot of moms do this. I think a lot, I wanted to be better for my kids. And I feel like a lot, we do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's the beautiful thing about becoming a parent. And I have an 18 and a 15-year-old. I'm so, so grateful that I've raised kids that I love to be around that are doing conscious, amazing things in the world that have, I'm so grateful and so honored. And that time is shifting in that relationship. So it has to be for you because everything is temporary. The only person that you'll be with for your whole life is you. So it just has to, it's just like this feeling that is, you just, it's this knowing, but, and it starts with creating the space to listen, in order to ask yourself why and to get the answer, you have to be willing to slow down and create some moment in time, whether it's a hike or a bike ride or a beach walk, to ask and to listen, create that time for that meditation or prayer or meditation, you can call it too, or journaling. But you have to want to know for you, and you have to realize that you have to be willing to, and I also think as moms, we put everybody else first. I can't tell you how many times, not so much anymore, but in years of coaching, I would be on a call with a mom and they wouldn't even know what they wanted in life. Or not, you know, a mom and a business owner. But because they're so used to putting everybody else first, you have to be willing to put yourself first and find out why. And that is the first step, and create the space so that you can listen and hear the answer. And it's not because of anything anybody else wants. It's not because you think it's going to make you money. It's not because it's what it looks like on social media. It's not even for your kids, not even for your husband. It's for you. And that sounds easy. It's actually takes practice.
Yeah, and lots of patience too, I imagine.
So much patience. If we could just treat ourselves the way that we've treated our kids. I mean, maybe sometimes we lost our patience with our kids, but overall, like if we could, when we give ourselves permission to really listen to our own needs, then yeah, and we deserve it. And maybe 10 years ago when I was, before my second health crisis, I was just studying so many theories on integrative wellness and going to so many integrative practitioners. And I remember one of the ladies looking at me because my daughter and I were both sick again. I mean, I was sick for years and now I haven't been sick for like maybe 10 years, like really, because it feels really good. I never even thought that was possible. But we lived in chronic survival mode for the first 6 years of my daughter's life. And I just remember one of the practitioners, and she was like an energy practitioner, saying she'll never get better until you do. So when are you going to? And I'll always remember that because it was true. And so it gave me the permission to also get the healing that I needed so that my daughter and I could both recover our health.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a wake up call. And what a beautiful invitation for you to really kind of come back home to yourself in that way.
Yeah. I feel like we get these little messages and opportunities in life. And for me, you know, in the experience of coaching women for 15 years, if we're not listening, there's going to be a breakdown. And for some people it's in marriage, for some people it's in business or money, for some people it's in health. Mine was in health. And so these are just patterns in my experience that I've witnessed, is that there's going to be some sort of disconnection or breakdown. And so the hard part is being willing to listen before that happens, because we're always willing to listen once everything goes wrong. Like, please just help me, somebody help me. So, you know, if we can just slow down enough to just pay attention to, like, when things feel hard or misaligned, those are the places to really lean in, because those are the places where we're out of alignment. If we're forcing things, and you can tell, like, it shouldn't really be that hard. I mean, yes, we grow through the hard things, but if it feels like it's just forcing, and then give yourself permission to just honor that something isn't working. And I think a lot of us subconsciously have that, like, fixer, take care, people pleaser. I call it a saboteur. Like in my prosperity course, it's a money saboteur, but it's also a relationship saboteur. We have these needs underneath to take care, to fix, to people please. We don't like to admit that we're people pleasing, but if we're taking care of everybody else first, that's what we're doing. Yeah. And we just, when you start to, like, I feel like culturally we've been conditioned to like grit through it and be fierce. And like, I did that. And
like martyrdom, kind of like be the martyr.
And yeah. Even the hero, like all of that, like be really curious about, you know, the attachment to that, because that is really where the work is. Yeah. And just create more space to listen. Like if you're feeling resistance, that is where you want to lean in, but it doesn't have to be like this grit and this grind. It's really just more of like a softening, like soften in that space. And we're coming back to that word that we started with, receive, and just don't make it mean anything about you. Just be present and just receive to what's coming in, and give yourself permission to just shift if you need to.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the phrase go softer is something that I've been just journaling about and repeating to myself over and over, because I can relate a lot to what you're sharing, Jen. I haven't had major health crises. I've had like some little ones, But I think about just like, I have had some, you know, some like challenging times, I think most people, and just that idea of like not waiting, as you said, until something huge like screams at us or our bodies scream at us, but learning to slow down to create space for the whispers. And I think that's, I mean, it's still a continuous challenge for me in my pace of life. There's this part of me that is very, well, I love so many things. I love big and like I'm passionate about so much in my business and in my relationships and family and life. So I kind of go, I give out and big. And I love that about myself. And I would say over the last couple of years, I've really been observing my energy and feeling more fatigued in general. And it is observing the parts of me that, as you mentioned, are people pleasing, are giving out, and getting more curious with that. And so shifting from like the competitive, like fierce go to go softer, to slow down, you know? So, I really appreciate, I just appreciate everything you're sharing. And I imagine there are so many people out there, like just listening who can very much relate. So,
well, I love what you just shared because I can totally relate. I mean, it was funny. We were picking out quotes for my daughter's senior page and she was like, well, what did you put in high school? And I was like, I don't know what it was, but it's always something like live life to the fullest. Like yeah. Those are like, right. I haven't changed. Like, and it's really about, God, I love that you just said that because I totally understand. And it's about, well, I think two parts. One, being really curious about why. Like, why do I love to give so much? And what would happen if I was receiving as much as I was giving? It's just being curious, just knowing yourself. It's knowing who you are, who you were as a kid, and you have kids, you know, you just are who you are. And then I used to say to myself, but I have the energy to give that other people, like I eat really healthy and I just have this extra energy, so I don't mind it. And I went through that phase too. And then like, that was like sort of an ego thing, like to think that, oh, because I have more, because especially if you health coach people, which I did for maybe 10 years, like you're like, gosh, I'm so grateful for my health and I have all this energy, so I can give more. And then I realized, and that's what prosperity is really about. I talk about, you know, being that fountain of like a spring. We have springs in Florida and the springs just bubble up from the earth and nature is naturally abundant. And it's, but you have to receive first in order to give. So it's giving from a place of being, I love the word resourced, being fully resourced. And when you give from a place of being resourced, it would be like cooking a Thanksgiving meal when you're starving and not eating, right? Like it would just, yeah. And not being allowed to eat it. I don't know. That would be really hard for me. Like I have to eat before I cook a big meal. I have to eat something, even if it's just avocado toast. Otherwise I'm getting hangry and a headache and the whole thing. So it's giving from a place of being resourced, but then also to your second point, like being curious about like, what does it mean if I like soften? What is this belief that, is there a belief that I can still experience life in its fullness in this softness? And for me, that is what I have really been softening into over the past few years. And it's, you know, I have worked with really amazing, when I have like a Top Gun flight instructor, like federal, I'm just really high performing women. And it's all been around receiving and softening. And then being curious about like, you know, the things that have made us successful have been really glamorous survivor strategies. And just being curious and being willing to let go of the things that have brought you success, or like completely undoing all of that and letting go of that attachment, because like a lot, like you and I and the women I work with, we're good at a lot of things. And so we just do them. And that is living life to the fullness, but so is being in your garden and making, yesterday, my daughter and I made gluten-free sourdough bread and gluten-free eclairs. Like it, you know, it's just those like sweet little moments. And I feel like that's the beauty in aging gracefully, is you have a lot more permission. So it more women that give permission and talk about this, you can still be a quote, whatever your idea of success is, successful business owner. You don't have to do social media. You don't have to, you can do things the way you want to do. And when you do them in a way that's really aligned with that deep well within you, then it just flows more naturally. And you can say no to the things that don't work for you and realize that it's not personal. And you can, you know, discernment is not judgment. It's a healthy boundary that allows us to thrive more, because the truth is we can't be everything to everyone, and we don't have to be. And it isn't a great example for the younger girls watching us anyway. So yeah, we can just let go of all of that. And I know that there's a collective of women that are leading that and feeling that. And I am certainly on that bandwagon. I've already been there, done the whole try to climb the corporate ladder exec thing, and that didn't work. And so I think the more of us that just, and I really feel like that's, you know, every women's generation has had like a theme. And so based on the women that I've served over 15 years and my age and where I am and what I've witnessed, it's a really interesting time. And so over the last 10 years, I've coached a lot of women who are now the breadwinners and the moms, and they're a little bit resentful. So it's like they did all the things. We've proved we can do everything and we don't have to. Now this next generation is, we're sharing, I know I am with my girls, like sharing this wisdom and space that don't do it for, like, let yourself lead from the inside out. You can have the success or the joy that you want. You don't have to take the path that society says you have to. Parenting is interesting. I've shifted my beliefs on like education, and, you know, just from a person who went to a military academy, which is, you know, pretty in the box.
Yeah.
Like preschool, homeschool, travel and surf, like, you know, that type of thing. Cause it's really who you are as a person, I think, that's going to determine and lead you on a path to in life. So yeah, I think it's really just knowing that you can have that whole experience even when you're in that soft space, and also being curious, not judging it. Maybe you want to lean in and do a little work around it. I've done a lot of inner work around that whole, you know, inner child thing. Why am I such a high performer? And I know where all that stuff comes from. And at the end of the day, like, you still get to choose how you're going to show up. So.
Yeah. And I keep the word presence just keeps like flashing, because that is ultimately the gift that we are getting to lean into more and more when we soften. You know, I think, and I couldn't agree with you more, Jen, around witnessing, at least in my community, of, you know, women, and people like you, like this shift or, awakening to softening, to slowing down, to like the anti-hustle, you know, like, because yes, it hasn't really served us, you know, how, you know, and learning more about, like, as you said, dropping in and leading from the inside out. And I love that you do are parenting from that place. My kids will constantly say, like, how I'm constantly asking them, well, what is your body telling you, like, around decisions, whether it's food or whether they want to hang out with someone or do this activity. You know, it's like, well, what's your body? Like, what's it saying? You know, and what, you know, talking about that, because that can be confusing too. Like, I don't know. But really, I really appreciate just your encouragement of slowing down for presence is like the biggest piece that I'm hearing over and over in this conversation, as well as curiosity and coming back to that question of why, with no judgment, which is hard sometimes.
Yeah. And it's in those spaces where we get to receive. We get to receive the information. We get to receive the download. We get to receive the opportunity. I mean, it's just, it's in every relationship in life. I mean, I've coached women seeking, like high performing women seeking a life partner. It's like, all you have to do is slow down, go on that hike. Probably right. He's going to be right there. You know, then that's really, really does happen. It really happens. Cause when you're so focused on the doing, you have blinders on. And it's, you think, in my experience, when you really, truly surrender, what is in store for each of us is so much greater than we could have ever even imagined. Like, I don't even like to put a finite number on any sort of goal or anything, because that could be limiting. And that takes a lot of trust. And trust requires space. And it requires courage. And it requires making, maybe it doesn't turn out the way that you want, but don't make a story about that. That doesn't mean you are wrong or not enough. It just doesn't mean any of that. It just didn't happen the way that you thought it was going to. And that's okay. Maybe it's better. Maybe it, you just don't know. You just keep taking that step forward. And true trust is when you cannot see the results and you cannot see what's in store for you. And it's like that last 1%. It's really easy to be like, oh, I trust in this. And when you kind of know that it worked in the past, or, you know, or you can kind of, when you get the result, but when you're willing to trust and there's nothing around you that is showing you that it's going to, that that is going to be right, but you're still willing because you have this deep inner feeling, this, this inner knowing inside that it's where you're supposed to go because you are so committed to listening. You've created that deep connection that you're listening and you still move forward, even though everything around you does not point in that direction. That's when you really know that you're, I don't want to say, I don't think anybody ever masters trust, but you know that you're leaning deeper into trust because it's uncomfortable.
I was about to say it is so, it can be so scary and uncomfortable, you know, and as you're saying, being willing to let go of the way in which you've been doing things and to try it a new way, try it a new pace, try it, stepping out of the comfort zone, seeing what happens. Yeah. There's so much possibility. I love that. So Jen, I'm imagining there are a lot of women listening who are like, okay, I want to reach out to this incredible woman. Your heart is like so alive in this conversation and your wisdom, as well as just your warmth. There's so much compassion. In what way are you, I know you were coaching for a while. You also are leading and facilitating international retreats, coaching women to do retreats. So do you mind sharing right in this moment? And I know this year so far is looking different for you, but how are you supporting women and what are you offering?
Yeah. So in the last 2 years, I've really shifted my work more to support wellness leaders and coaches. So I've kind of come, for a while, I was supporting a lot of high performing women. And even if they were executives, interestingly enough, they, so a lot of them would have like a medical background, not all of them, but that's where I've kind of come full circle into my passion where I started is just living well. And so I've really shifted into supporting wellness leaders and coaches in the past 2 years. And right now I'm currently only doing private coaching. I offer one group coaching a year around prosperity, which I'm just about to finish up this week. I have, but because of my travel, the flexibility of private coaching is something that I've stepped back into. And one of the ways that I support, I say I support women to thrive and prosper in life and business. I have claimed that, you know, we talk about our well-being being, some people say mind, body, spirit. So mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. But I also believe and have learned over the past few years in my own business that the financial piece, specifically as business owners, but even just as women, it's a way that we allow ourselves to be resourced. And so I've been creating that space for women to really heal their relationship, because it's another energy, just like food, to help women to open up again, to receive more abundance in life, which really on an energetic level, food, love, and money, it's all coming in the same way. We're either blocking ourselves or we're willing to receive. So if you're willing to do the work around that, and that's something that's really hard for people to talk about. It's hard for me to talk about until I had like a business kind of financial crisis in 2020. I went into a business partnership and anyway, lost a lot. And so learned about my relationship with money. And so I created a journal, which is on Amazon. It's a book and a journal that helps you to, if you're interested in healing that fifth element to wellness, it's prosperity. It's journal prompts that help you to understand your money love language, your money wellness, the frequency of wealth. And it's really, again, more about receiving. And then I have another book that I created called 13 Moons. And this is 365 days of journal prompts through different areas of health. So like each month has a theme. January is creating sacred space. So it's about your relationship to time. And then February, heal your heart. March is embody self-love. We get into nourishment, movement, joy, authenticity, energy, sacred practices, dream life, abundance. So it's really like a full deep dive into your like integrative wellness. And then in the beginning, it talks a lot about a feminine flow and approach to aligning your energy with your cycle and with the seasons. And it's something that I've learned in my personal life that I really love. And that is part of the softening, is letting go of that, because I worked 60 to 80 hours a week when I worked corporate, letting go of these 8 to 12 hour work days. And again, allowing your natural rhythms and energy cycles by listening to your body. I call it body wisdom, allowing that to guide you. That would be, of course, probably a little bit more for entrepreneurs because you have a little bit more flexibility and freedom. But even just in general in life, just allowing yourself to be guided by your natural energy rhythms. I have been hosting women's retreat for 10 years. I've also shifted into supporting wellness leaders and coaches to host their retreats because of my travel schedule. I've had people offer to pay me to facilitate their retreats, and I realized I don't really want to travel any more than I am right now. So I'll probably be hosting one more retreat in the fall this year. I'm probably going to shift from, you know, doing 2 to 3 a year to one, but now I'm shifting more into supporting other women to create their retreats. And in that process, it's teaching them, I love archetype work. So teaching them facilitator skills, coaching skills, because a lot of people like yoga teachers don't necessarily have coaching skills to lead a specific type of retreat. And so teaching them that, teaching them listening and facilitation. And so that's what I'm doing right now, working with private clients. I have a podcast. It's called The Body and Soul Wisdom Podcast. I've had it since 2019. I've got the books. And this year, private coaching and also working on a new book, but I don't know how long that's going to take. It's one of those things where I just felt it inside and I was like, okay, this is the year. It's loud and clear. Like, and it is, well, I won't say what it's about, but that is taking up a good deal of my energy and intention this year. So jenmons.com is my web, my Instagram, my Jenmons coaching is Facebook. Those are really only platforms that I'm on at this time. So
awesome. Yeah. And I will add that. I'll add your info to the show notes as well. So, wow, Jen, that's incredible and exciting. Now there's like a little tease about your upcoming book, but I imagine it feels really like what I feel from you is there's so much creativity that you've allowed to like just kind of blossom out of you since you've been obviously over the last 10 years, like really slowing down and listening. So you lead from such an authentic heart space and with so much wisdom. So I'm really excited to check out your books.
Thank you.
I'm going to go check those out after we close this podcast today. So yeah, thank you. Yeah,
for having me. Yeah, it was a wonderful conversation. I just love your energy and love the work that you're doing. I love that just seeing women anywhere, just supporting more women, because I think that, you know, we need that. We need community. We need tribe. We need permission. We need to know that we're not alone. And really our best self and our best work comes through when we're nourished in all the ways.
Yeah. I feel, and how beautiful, like we're coming full circle back to my first question for you, Jen, and just thinking about love and connection, you know, and how important that is for absolutely everyone. So
before we started hit record, I basically shared that I've had my podcast for 5 years and connection is the reason I still do it, because I love the conversations. I love, it's like a ripple effect, you know, just, you never know who's going to hear the conversation. You never know what change it's going to create in somebody's life, but it happens more than we know.
Yeah, so I believe that 1,000%. Yeah. And I agree. I think podcasting is just, it's been such a gift, because this is an example of when I feel just so present with people.
Yeah. The only thing I've thought about doing is I notice people have shifted into in-person interviews. And if I had the flexibility and the time and the resources, or if I chose that, I think that would be so fun. Like I love the virtual. I love that we live in a world where virtual is possible, but I'm also like, gosh, some of these people I meet, like I want to meet them in person.
I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I actually, it's funny you mentioned that, Jen. I went from beginning my podcast way back in 2016, doing it just in person. And then, you know, I was really consistent that first year. And then it was kind of more of a side project. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, oh gosh, like, okay, I can jump into doing this. Like, and didn't, I was making it to be so much harder than I thought. And I was like, oh yeah, I just do it over Zoom. But, and it's allowed me to interview people like you, like all over. But that said, I really do like the in-person, just the energetic exchange.
Well, that's why I've done retreats, because I have clients all over the world. And so retreats are always the opportunity where everybody gets to come together in person, like whoever it works for. And that is, I mean, my love language is quality time. So when that's, now that I'm thinking about, now that I'm saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, now I really want to do a retreat. So I've been really sitting with, because there's so many changes happening in my life. I've been sitting with it. Should I take a year off? Or, you know, my last one was in November. And when I think about the why, like the why behind it is the in-person quality connection that is just, it's like, it's special. It's super, it's just something that you can't put into words, really. You just, those experiences and the relationships that come from that are beyond anything that you could even possibly put as your intention, because it just authentically and magically, the right people are there at the right time. And it's just one of my favorite things to do for that reason. And I've been doing them for 10 years. And now that COVID's sort of, you know, sprinkled its way out, it's becoming more popular, which I'm super happy to see, because it's can be a once in a lifetime thing, or it could be, I have clients that come sometimes 2 a year. They just, where's their next retreat? And they get babysitters and they just come, because my retreats are never the same. There are some things that are similar, but you know, I'm creative. So we're just always doing something a little new. But anyway, so,
all maybe, right, so
maybe I'll get to see you sometime.
I was about to say, I'm going to be on the lookout for your retreat in this next year, your one that you might offer, as well as I'm imagining all the listeners here are going to be checking it out too.
Well, you know, the one I want to do, did I tell you? Did I tell you? It's in France.
Oh, you did mention that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that one is like really near and dear to my heart. So it's the Mary Magdalene. I went 9 years ago to her cave and it was just magical. And I know that I will. We'll just see. I don't know how I don't know what it will be, but that's, and you said your son was in France. And so I'm like, well, that's where I want. And now that my daughter's going to be in Italy, I'm like, well, then I could do one in Florence.
Oh my gosh. Look at what's possible. Like all of the, that could be potentially opening up, and it doesn't all have to happen this year.
Yeah. We'll just see what happens. It's okay.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, thank you again, Jen, so much. This has been so nourishing, and I look forward to staying connected.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you to the listeners for tuning in. Aloha.
Aloha.